Well, I'll tell you, Paul, this one's a hard one to put together. We are on the corner of Yucca and Coinga. Rick James was most certainly arrested right here, probably the most infamous corner in Hollywood for drug trade.
And a couple of undercover officers observed a suspicious transaction involving a male who has identified himself as Rick James. The officers detained the male and conducted an investigation. And as a result of the investigation, the male who's identified himself as Mr. James is going to be released.
It was a month ago yesterday that Rick James was arrested along with his girlfriend Tanya Hijazi for allegedly imprisoning a 24-year-old woman in his Hollywood Hills home, torturing her allegedly with a hot cocaine pipe and forcing her to commit sexual acts on his girlfriend Tanya Hijazi. Well, it was about a week ago, or rather a week ago Saturday, on August 24th, that Rick James was released. His bail, his million-dollar bail, cut in half to $500,000. And frankly, we haven't heard much from Rick James until tonight. Now, I just got off the phone with his attorney, Robert Sheehan, just a few moments ago. He tells me that Rick James left his office, left Mr. Sheehan's office after a defense conference at about 2:45, said he came over to Hollywood apparently to buy some airline tickets and that he was flying to Hawaii tonight with his girlfriend to get away for a while. Obviously, he did not make that flight. Mr. Sheehan says this is purely a case of police harassment. On the other hand, police did not charge Mr. James. He is free tonight. We assume, or Mr. Sheehan assumes, he is going to be able to make his flight to Hawaii sometime tomorrow, and he is scheduled to appear in court on those charges he and his girlfriend are facing September 11th. Paul and Ann, that's what we know from the corner of Yucca and Coinga. Back to you.
Okay, Jeff.